Okay, we're on 209 at the bottom, 112 on top. If you remember last time we discussed that the beginning of the Avodah, the beginning of the Avodah of the person is fear. And he says, it's not enough to awaken love, you also have to awaken fear. Fear is, like we said, not fear of a buffalo ripping you apart, but it's actually awesomeness of Hashem, Hashem's greatness. And then we said, remember the Rebbe's shir tilim for Yeralef Nissen and Alipir. Hashem needs of all of, Hashem stands over the person and checks him out to know exactly what the person is doing, right? That's what we learned last week. Okay, so he says like this. We'll start on the top of 112. 209 at the bottom. We'll start on top. We learned a few lines, but we'll start again. Okay, and therefore, because a person realizes that Hashem is standing over him and watching them, what they're doing, you need to serve Hashem with awe and fear. As if you would be standing in the presence of the king. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you're supposed to think? Hashem is opposite me. The king is standing over my head. I better get out of bed. And he should delve his mind into this thought that he's in the presence of the king. He should lengthen this understanding, this meditation, based on your mental ability, and according to the amount of time. When is the appropriate time, the Alter Rebbe says? Before learning Torah, because then you'll learn Torah with more respect and awe, or a mitzvah, or before you do a mitzvah. In other words, when you do a mitzvah, you want to have love and fear of the mitzvah. So the proper thing is to meditate that God is watching me and I'm doing this and so on and so forth. Like it says, "Kmei lifnei levishes talis utfilin," like before putting on talis and tefillin for the men. V'gami is beinin, and also, so in other words, one meditation is that Hashem is standing over him, and therefore I need to behave properly. But there's another meditation, and similar, but eich she'erin tzav baruch hu, the way Hashem's infinite level, which is seviv kol almin, encompasses the world. Ma'ala kol almin, permeates the world. Hu ratzin ha'elyon, which is the will of Hashem. Hu melubish be'esius v'chochma sa'teira, dresses itself into the words of Torah, meaning, when I learn Torah, the words of God himself, the wisdom of Hashem, what is Torah? God's wisdom. So when I study Torah, God's wisdom is in these words that I'm learning. Or, b'tzitzis u'tfilin elu, or the tzitzis and tfilin, which are God's will, because the mitzvah is the will what Hashem wants. Or b'kriyasi, therefore, when you read Chumash. Or b'levishasi, when you put on talis and tefillin, or do any other mitzvah for that matter. He brings down godliness on him. Meaning like this. If a mitzvah is Hashem's will, so when I do Hashem's will, I'm bringing down this level of godliness, this will of Hashem, I'm bringing it into me. The mitzvah is the will of Hashem. Now I'm doing the mitzvah, so I'm uniting myself with the will of Hashem. When I study Torah, because Torah is God's wisdom, so therefore when I study Torah, I'm bringing godliness into my brain. And he says, meaning, what do you mean, all of? Hainu al-chele kalakami mal, on the neshama of the person, shebetech gufi, which is in his body, licholol v'libotol ba'eri yizbarach, to become united and bottle nullified in the revelation of Hashem. Meaning like this. When a person does a mitzvah, and this, by the way, there's a halacha, you're supposed to have kavana when you do the mitzvah. So simply, the kavana is, Hashem told me to put on tefillin, Hashem told me to ben shlich, Hashem told me to do whatever it is, and I'm doing it. Here the Alter Rebbe is explaining it deeper. What is the kavan of the mitzvah? What am I actually accomplishing when I do the mitzvah? If I learn Torah, and Torah is Hashem's wisdom, that means I learn Bereishis Bara Elokim, or I learn a Mishnah, Gemara, or whatever. That pasuk is the wisdom of Hashem. Now my brain becomes one, it unites with the thing I'm studying. It's in my brain. And my brain is in it. So what happens to me? My godly soul is united completely with Hashem's wisdom. And then from the godly soul, it goes to the rest of the body. When I do a mitzvah, I'm not learning God's wisdom, I'm doing what Hashem wants. So I'm basically connecting myself to the will of Hashem. And therefore, when I do the mitzvah, the will of Hashem becomes one with me. I'm bringing down godliness into myself. Okay, and he says now, like, v'darach prat, more detailed. B'tfilin. Tfilin, which is, represents intellect. Libatol v'leichalo b'chinas chachmasi u'binasi. To become nullified and included in the chachma and bina, the wisdom and understanding of his nafshe alakis, b'chinas chachmasi u'binasi, shal ein tzav baruchu amalubashas. Or, in other words, that my chachma and bina, my intellectual levels, are one with Hashem's level of chachma and bina, which comes in the parish kadishli kobachar and hoye kviyach, which is chachma and bina. Haino meaning, what is the person realizing? When you stand in the presence of Hashem and you do a mitzvah, and so he says, what is the meditation? He says, shleilishtamish bechachmasi ubinasi. What does it mean you become one with Hashem? You become one with Hashem that you shouldn't use your intellectual understanding, bilti la Hashem levadi, only to God. In other words, like this, in a practical language, if you're married to God, you can't commit adultery. In other words, if a person meditates, I'm one with Hashem. Hashem's intellect is one with me. Hashem's willpower is connected to me. And he's coming on my neshama. It becomes mamish one thing with me. So then how can I use it for anything else? It's like adultery, basically. I'm turning away from Hashem. And he says, or to be bottled in the level of das, which is chach chesed and gvura, which is fear and love, in the level of das elyon, which includes chesed and gvura, which is the Parsha Shman V'Hoyim Shemaya. In other words, in Kabbalah it says that Kaddish Tiko B'Choy V'Hoyi Kviyachas Chochma and Bina, and Shman V'Hoyi is Chesed U'Gvura. Okay, whatever. So these are all four levels. Like it says in this, that's Kabbalah. But what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? That when you put on tefillin, you need to think, Leshabet halev ameich, to bind your mind and heart to God. Why tefillin go on the hand next to the heart, right? And on the head next to the brain? Because when a person puts on tefillin, they're binding their mind and heart to Hashem. If you're binding your mind and heart to Hashem, right, then you can't go anywhere else. And he says, this is the fear and awe that a person is supposed to think Hashem needs of all of. Hashem is standing over him. And every person, Hashem is standing over them. And Hashem checks out what's going on. And we need, Imayv de Kuroi, as the Pasuk says, are we serving Hashem properly? So when you bind your mind and heart and all your actions, all parts of your body to Hashem, then you're serving Hashem properly. If not, then you're going off. Or he says, Atifas, that's the tefillin. Or Atifas tzitzis, when you put on tzitzis, yes, says in the Zohar, what are you supposed to think? That you're bringing malchus, which is malchus chakol elamim, which is the malchus of all worlds, leyacht aleinu, to become one with, the Hashem unites with us through the mitzvah, which is the concept of Saint Tosim Alecha Melech, of putting, making a king on you. In other words, this. That's what I was just explaining, all 10 attributes of the person. Tfilin, two parshiyas a chochma and bina, two parshiyas a chesed and gvura. Okay, which basically includes all 10. Then tfilin is a level of malchus. Then you proclaim God as king. You wrap yourself in the concept of kedusha. Right? So what does it mean, wrapping yourself in kedusha? that I'm completely surrounded and wrapped in to Hashem himself. But that has to be in a way, by the way, that it affects the rest of the day, that you feel like that the whole day. And he says like this, Vazai, and he says, Afim b'chol zayis, even with all this meditation, what happens? Like tipol olav emo facha bezgalus libe. The person, you know, you can meditate all you want, but you can, don't get turned on. The heart doesn't feel it. So mikamukim, it doesn't matter. Me'acha shemekabel olav malchus shemayim, because you're accepting the yoke of heaven. Umam shechol of yirasi yizbarich, and you're bringing down God's fear, at least in your mind, in your thoughts, and your will. And he says, Kabbalah zu, this, except, I'll explain this whole thing in a second, is amitas belishim suffik, is true without any doubt. Meaning like this. If you remember, we learned many times, the Rambam says, that the Rambam, the Chassidus, brings down a lot. Okay, go. So it says like this. The Rambam writes, just to elaborate for a second, okay, we learned it many times. There's certain things a person has to do willingly. So Gemara says, what happens if the guy doesn't want to do it? Is a kefenei sashem reitzani. You force him until he says, I want. Okay, the Marshal Rambam means it by a get or by kabbonis. It sacrifices, says reitzani, you have to bring it willingly. So the Gemara says, the guy says, I don't want to. I don't want to bring it. Or the Chum says, you have to divorce your wife. He says, I'm not, I don't want to. So the Gemara says, what do? You beat him up until he says, I want to. Because the Torah says it has to be willingly. So the Rambam hints to a question that what type of willing is this? You beat the guy up and he says, I want to. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to get beat up. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to bring the carbon. But what type of willingness is this? So the Rambam says the very profound statement that the Alter Rebbe is alluding to here. Every Jew wants to do what's right. The nature of the Jew, and this is so profound because this is so opposite of the Goyish philosophers. It's unbelievable. The Rambam says every Jew wants to do good. Meaning, the Rambam says, every Jew is good. The Yetzer Hara is forcing them to go against their own natural will. So therefore, when you beat them up, and you're getting rid of the Yetzer Hara, and the guy says, I want to, the Rambam says, this is the real will of the person. This is what the person wants. Because many other therapists, as we know, maintained people are bad and sometimes they do good. But what Freud says, the deeper you dig into a person, the more garbage you'll find. The more evil you'll find. And the Rambam says just the opposite. The deeper you dig in a Jew, the greater, the more kedusha there is. So the Alter Rebbe is saying like this. When you meditate before doing a mitzvah, and he gives just the example of Taus and Tefillin, but when you meditate before doing a mitzvah, that this is what happened, I'm becoming one with Hashem's will, I'm becoming Hashem with Hashem's wisdom, and therefore Hashem is united totally with me, which really should stimulate an open fear and love of Hashem. That's what it really should be doing. Alter Rebbe said, what happens if it doesn't? He said, don't worry about it. Because the reality is, you do want it. You do want it, that level of it. So the fact that you really want it, this is your nature. So even though you don't openly feel it, but it's there. Mission accomplished. He says, "V'kabbalah zu, four lines in the bottom. Is amitis belishim suffik, is true without any doubt whatsoever, that this is what the person wants, to have this open fear and awe of Hashem. Shahi teva nefashis kol Yisrael, because in the nature of every single Jew, shlei limrid b'melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisborach, not to rebel against the king. And Al Rebbe is saying basically, every single Jew, not one Jew wants to rebel against God. So therefore, when you have this meditation, and you create an intellectual love and fear, or fear he's talking about, even though it doesn't come into the heart, it's still there. It's still real. But
so, if we do a mitzvah, like, just because, you know, we are forced, let's say, eh?
Yeah.
We are still connected.
Yeah. It's
even
still a mitzvah.
It.
Still a mitzvah. By the way, what Chassid says, the neshama feels it. The neshama itself feels it. The body doesn't feel it. But just because the body doesn't feel it doesn't mean that the neshama didn't become more connected and greater and more attached to Hashem than if he didn't do it.
No, I mean, people say, like, you know, like, we don't feel anything. Why should we continue to feel? Does it ever happen that we feel, even with the body? I mean, we believe the neshama feels, but...
First of all, a person could reach a level that sometimes if you get on a high, yeah, they're getting on a high with that, I'm saying, is the body feels it. Like we said many times, did you ever see anybody change after Yom Kippur? Huh? Oh, do me a favor. Huh? Come on. You're too kind to the Jewish people. Bottom line is, do you see people change after Yom Kippur? They're the same people before and after. Right? Yeah? Bottom line. Does that mean Yom Kippur is worthless? It doesn't mean Yom Kippur is worthless. On Yom Kippur, they meant it. And if they meant it, they meant it. And they got forgiven. We have a Yetzirah. We have a body. We have a Yetzirah. So after Yom Kippur, starts again. That doesn't mean that they didn't mean it when they said it.
You know, it's the tricky part. Because when people are connected, they feel it. And when they do mitzvahs, they are connecting with Hashem, and they don't feel it. So it's
who doesn't feel it?
I mean, we. Like,
who's the we?
Our body.
Who's the we? The neshama or the body?
The body.
So why you say we don't feel it? Are you only your body? You are more neshama than body.
No,
body is
connected to people, we feel it with a body.
I understand.
The heart is pounding.
Because that's a physical seeing and a physical relationship and a physical thing. But therefore, it's not as strong as a neshama connection. Even, I'll give you an example. Kissing is a sign of love. Yeah? So you can have a person who goes around kissing everybody all day. Yeah? Does that mean that their love is stronger than the person that doesn't do that? On the contrary, you can have a person who doesn't, adrabe, people with a deeper level of love will go above and beyond the kiss. Like the story with the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab. I'll say the story briefly again. The Rebbe Rashab was learning Chassidus with another Chassid. Friedrich Rebbe was a baby in the crib. It says in the cradle. Yeah. And the Chassid says to the Rebbe Rashab, look how beautiful the baby was. So the Rebbe Rashab says, I had a desire to give him a kiss. But I didn't. He went and wrote a maimer. Rebbe Rashab went out and wrote a maimer. And when the previous Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, got older, the Rebbe gave him the maimer. The Rebbe Rashab, his father, gave him the maimer. and says, this is a chassidish kush. This is a chassidish kiss. Okay? And the Rebbe explained, the Rebbe called this many times in Sichas. And the Rebbe explained, what does this mean? What does this mean? So the Rebbe says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Anechi Hashem Alokech, right? When Hashem said Anechi, I'm God, you're God. So the Gemara says that Anechi is an acronym. Ana Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis. Which literally means, I myself wrote it and gave it. So Anechi basically means Hashem says, but guys, I wrote the book and I gave the book. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. The Alter Rebbe defined the Gemara deeper. He didn't change the Gemara, he defined it deeper. Rather than saying, I myself wrote it and gave it, the Alter Rebbe said what the Gemara means, I wrote myself and gave myself. Not I myself wrote it and gave it. I wrote myself and gave myself. It's the same words, okay? Which means, Chassidus explains, and what Alter Rebbe is saying here before when you learn Torah, when you learn Torah, Hashem put his essence into the Torah. Not only I gave the book, you know, I'm the author and I gave it to you. When you learn Torah, you're connecting to the essence of Hashem. That's what the Gemara says. The Rebbe said, the Gemara says, Tzadikim Deimim Lebeirim, Tzadikim are similar to God. They act like God does. So the Rebbe said, when a Rebbe writes a Maimer, Ana Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis, he puts his essence into the Maimer. Suddenly he said the Maimer, his essence is in the Maimer. Now, coming back to the story, when you love somebody and you give them a kiss, it's very external. Okay? Like you said, today they kiss you on both sides and they stab you in the back while they're doing it. Or a minute later. Okay? It doesn't mean anything. Even when you give a kiss that means something, it's not you. It's an external revelation, a manifestation of your inner feelings. But it's not you. Right? The Rebbe said, I wanted to give him a kiss. Right? But that would be an external gift. So I wrote a mimer that I put my essence into, and then I give it to him. That's giving him me. As the expression goes, a true gift is part of oneself. Rings and jewelry, that's fine. But a true gift is a part of oneself. So, how do we get into this? When a person learned, even if they don't feel it, yeah, they still connect to that level. The body doesn't feel it, maybe, but the neshama feels it. And the neshama feels it. That's what it means. He said, this is the name. It's real. If a person does a mitzvah because you forced him to do the mitzvah, or he did the mitzvah because you paid him to do the mitzvah. Okay, whatever. You put on tefillin, I'll give you $5. Okay, the guy said, the kid said, okay, go ahead, give me $5, I'll put on tefillin. Did the kid connect? Yeah. He connected. Trust me, he's not thinking about the tefillin, he's thinking about the $5. But the bottom line is, he did an action that put on tefillin, and his neshama really wants him to put on tefillin. So even though it's not openly manifested in the body, but it's still him, he is connected. He becomes more connected. So the Alter Rebbe says, even if you have this isbeinus and you don't feel it in the body, it doesn't matter. Because that's what you really are anyway. And he says, it's three lines in the bottom, because this is the nature of the Jews. Not to rebel against the king. So therefore, the Torah that he learns with this external seemingly will, yeah? Or a mitzvah sha'is and machmas kabbalah zu. Okay, or because of this acceptance. Or because the intellectual fear of Hashem, that he understands what he's doing is for Hashem, nikras b'shem avayda shleima, it's called perfect service. The Alter Rebbe said perfect service. K'chol avayda su'eved l'adayni u'malki. Like serving the king. And the interesting thing, it's getting a little bit late, but the Alter Rebbe is saying, now the Alter Rebbe is explaining, when you do it with love, then you're not serving God. You're not an Eved. An Eved, a slave, serves out of fear. A child, whether they like it or not, serves out of love. So the Alter Rebbe says, what's the object? Li'avdai. To be God, like he's going to say, Vavaditem es Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem said, I want you to serve me like an Eved. I want you to serve me like fear, with fear, like a slave. Versus out of love. You need ideally both. But the Alter Rebbe said, what's Reishis or Aveda V'ikra V'sharsha? What's the primary Aveda in serving Hashem? It's fear. Why? It's a very simple thing. Slave, oh no, we have 2 minutes. Why, what's the advantage of fear over love in this case? When I do something out of love, I feel good. I feel good. If I love somebody and I'll do them something for them, it makes me feel good. So there's a me. Yeah, I love Hashem, not world. I love Hashem better than ice cream. Okay? But it's still me loving. Yesh mi sha'ayiv. There's somebody who's loving. The ultimate way of serving God is that you don't exist. That's fear. The servant has no entity of his own. The slave, halachically, has no entity of his own. He is the existence of the master. He's completely subservient, subjugated to the master. So therefore, when he serves the master, it's only him and the master. It's the master. And that's much greater. And that's why, what does the Torah say? Ula'avdei, vavadetem es Hashem alakeichem, right? To serve God as an Eved. Or like we learn in Parshas Bereishis, vayinichel b'gan Eden, la'avda ula shamna, to be an Eved. Because then you don't exist to such an extent that you become the existence of the master. That's much greater level than love, which is, I love me, so therefore I do it, because it makes me feel good. That's the fundamental difference. Okay?